The program has been paused. To continue, press 8.
Entire spectrum. We have a web single sign-on through our TAMI business product. We also have federated single sign-on through our CFIM product and also TAMI SSO for all the enterprise applications. So today we are going to be talking about TAMI SSO for the enterprise single sign-on. And the release we are talking about is version 8.1, which is, was made available this last Friday on November 27th. The next couple of slides, I will very quickly provide an overview of the benefits and the high-level product features of TAMI SSO. I am aware that we are all fairly familiar with that, so I'll go through that fairly quickly. On slide 4, the key value props and key benefits of single sign-on are 4. One is that it does enhance security. It will remove and eliminate poor password behavior. And together with strong authentication, you will enhance identity assurance and security. Second, it does help with your help desk cost reduction. I think as many enterprises know, 70-80% of all help desk calls are related to passwords. And TAMI SSO can help reduce those password-related calls and therefore reduce costs of your help desk operation. And third, TAMI SSO does help with your compliance. Your mandatory regulatory compliance will become easier with TAMI SSO because passwords are managed, users are more accountable, and we do record and audit and track the usage of different applications. And last but not least, TAMI SSO does improve the productivity of your end users. They will be more satisfied with your system. They will find it easier to manage their passwords and be able to get to the information they need much, much faster. On slide number 5, let's take a step back once again and look at the key features of TAMI SSO version 8.1. First and foremost, TAMI SSO provides single sign-on across all different application types. And this is not just web applications, but your Windows, your mainframe, your TDY, your Java applications. And we have an Access Studio that could help you auto-generate and profile each of those applications and bring them on board very easily. And second, we support strong authentication, and in particular in version 8.1, you'll see a lot of very, very good enhancements for strong authentication, making it easier for you to support the kind of authentication factors you want. And today, with 8.1, we do support smart card certificate authentication, RFID proximity badge authentication, biometric, and your USB smart tokens. Third key feature is kiosk sharing. One of the strongest offering for TAMI SSO is the ability to manage shared workstations. So we have three different ways of managing workstations. These include shared desktops, where you have a generic Windows login and users share their applications desktop. We have private desktop where each kiosk user can have their own private and unique and secure session, or you can have roaming desktop where the session runs on a terminal server on a Citrix and follows the user from kiosk to kiosk. We do provide password self-service in case users forget their one password. They can answer a couple of questions and get themselves reset. We provide web-based administration so administrators could administer the entire solution and set up from any browser that they have access to. Everything is organized as policy templates and can be applied to user groups. We are also unique in providing browser-based access to web workplace. You can sign on to your web workplace with the enterprise single sign-on password and be able to single sign-on to all the other applications, including Fed apps running on terminal servers, all with a single login. We do provide access tracking and auditing. Each of our access agents will record which applications you are running, who you log in as, when and from where, and report that centrally through SQL database. And last but not least, you can do all of this without changing the infrastructure itself. So it is very, very low risk, very easy to deploy. Now, that is a quick overview of TAMI SSO as we know it. These are the key functions. These are the key benefits of PAM ESSO. And with 8.1, on slide number 6, we address certain key market needs. When we planned 8.1 about a year ago, what we wanted to do was to ensure that we could address the emerging needs for corporate and national ID strong authentication initiatives, especially in Europe. We are seeing that a lot of governments and to some extent in Asia are having national ID cards, and these cards very often can also be used for transactions and can be repositioned for strong authentication. So we want to be able to leverage these national ID cards. We want to be able to leverage the emerging need for strong authentication, second factor authentication within corporations. And 8.1 will support smart cards, certificate authentication, and be able to leverage some of this infrastructure. Next key market need is obviously meeting the U.S. federal requirements for smart cards. We know that the GSA is issuing PIF cards to a growing number of government employees, and that they would start using that for their government access. And we want to be able to support that. Some of the key requirements there include FIPS 142, common criteria, IP version 6 support, and you will see that version 8.1, PAM-ESSO, will in fact address some of those requirements. And last but not least, we want to leverage 8.1 to create a partner ecosystem for strong authentication, to have our partners help drive sales. According to various analysts, at least 25% and growing, and probably more like a third of all 10 ESSO projects are driven by strong authentication. And with version 8.1, we will have a mechanism for partners to integrate their strong authentication factors with our solution, and we will have a program ready for Tivoli certification for these partners. So already several partners are already certified, like Gemalto, Fujitsu, Charismatics, RF Ideas, and more are in the process, like Overthrust, Trustbearer, Kabbalah, Legic, HID, Sony. They are all in discussions with our Ready for Tivoli program. So we are excited about 8.1. We believe 8.1 will allow us to address new markets that have not been possible. So let's take a closer look at what is available in 8.1. So moving on to slide number 8, let's take a higher level look at what's new in 8.1. Now, 8.1 provides an open authentication devices interface. We, as you are aware, with 8.0, we already support a fairly good range of strong authentication factors, including USB smart tokens, including proximity badges. But with 8.1, we are opening up the interface. We are going to support smart card authentication through PKCS or MS-CAPI. So smart cards that are compliant with those should work. We are going to open up our Zero ID SPI, so proximity cards that we do not support out of the box can in fact be easily integrated with PAM ESSO 8.1. Now today we support the major building access badges like HID Prox, HID iClass, Indala, but there are others. If they are not in this list, you can easily integrate. So any Zero ID SPI, not just with proximity, but also potentially your very old technologies like Mac stripes, barcodes can even be supported through this way. Now, the third extension we are providing is biometric middleware. As you are aware, in 8.0, we support UPAC readers. We support digital persona readers. With 8.1, we will provide our customers with an option to use a biometric middleware provided by our partner. Now, customers do have to pay extra for that and have to buy that direct from our partner, but it gives them an additional option. And with this BioKey middleware, they can support a much broader range of fingerprint readers, and more important, the fingerprints are interoperable between these different readers. And we also support multiple RFID readers connected to one machine in case you have readers for different purposes on that machine. So a very big enhancement from a strong authentication standpoint, once again, to address some of the emerging market needs that we see in the market for national ID cards, for corporate cards, for federal, U.S. federal requirements. Now, next on the list of enhancement is platform coverage. Now, as you are aware, in 8.0, we support Vista for personal desktop usage, but in 8.1, we will support Vista for kiosk. We will also extend Access Agent to 64-bit OS machines, but this will be for terminal server Citrix machines where our customers might have the need to run the 64-bit OSs. Now, what is not yet supported is that Access Agent on these machines does not yet support your engineer. It does not yet support the end network provider. So end users who are planning to use this as 64-bit OSs will find that they have to log in twice. So this is really designed more for your terminal server type of operations. Next on the platform coverage is IMS. As you are aware, in 8.0, we run on Tomcat. In 8.1, we have ported IMS to WebSphere. And this will allow us, moving forward, a greater choice in integration with our other assets like TAMEB. It will also allow us to consider WebSphere on other server-side platforms. Talking about server-side platforms, Windows Server 2008 will be supported in version 8.1. And more importantly, I think we are getting very good feedback from our end users is Firefox support. In the past, we only support IE, and there's a growing base of Firefox users out there, and 8.1 will address that need. On slide 9, continuing with more of the 8.1 enhancements, integration, TDS, the Kubernetes Directory Server will now be configurable through the Access Admin Setup Assistant. Just like AD could or LDAP could, you could now configure that through the Setup Assistant, so it's easier. We have extended our provisioning API so that you can, in fact, use the API to reset the TAMESSO password. And that is important to allow third-party password managers to reset TAMESSO. And then one of the things that we have done, obviously, is that team could now, moving forward, reset the TAMESSO password as well. And we have extended our reporting capability in 8.0 with a set of canned reports that are available through Access Admin. But with 8.1, we have leveraged the Kubernetes Common Reporting module, and you can now use that to generate reports, your SQL reports. Next on the list of enhancements is globalization. As you are aware, in version 8.0, we started to globalize our Access Agent, the client piece. And now in 8.1, we're completing that globalization of the server-side pieces like Access Studio, Access Admin, Access Assistant Web Workplace, documentation. And they will all now be available in the same 13 set of languages on a worldwide basis. Next, very important certification. We are FIPS 140-2 certified. We do support IP version 6, both of which are federal requirements, and we are in the process of completing our common criteria EAL 4 plus certification. We are in evaluation prep stage and should be going to pending stage fairly quickly. So all these certifications will set us up to take advantage of the emerging, federal government regulations. On slide number 10, we look at more enhancements. Private desktop, as you are aware, one of our key kiosk session management capability and one of our key differentiation is private desktop. And one of the key enhancements in private desktop in version 8.1 is GPO support. In the past, we could start a session, but the session does not apply your GPO settings, which some security administrators have concerns about. They would like to make sure that each session is no different from any Windows session that a user might run on a Windows machine. And in 8.1, we are able to do that. And we are also able to hide the auto admin logon account from the username display. This is a usability enhancement we have found in the past that when we display that, some users try to log on to that and realize that they could not get on, or worse, they get locked out. Team enhancements, there's some significant team enhancements with the 8.1 release. First and foremost, as I've mentioned, team is able to reset TAMESSO passwords, so customers who buy our Identity Access Assurance Bundle may use team for their password management, and they can use the same interface to manage the TAMESSO password. So this is really a consistency, more usable to our end users. Next, team through the new TAMESSO adapter, which will be available in about 2 weeks, will be able to share accounts among a group of users. So now, if you have an account that needs to be shared by three different users, for example, and this could be help desk users, or this could be people in the retail store, they are sharing that account, they can share that account through Team. Team will automatically make sure that each of these end users, TAMESSO wallet, will have the correct credential for that shared account. And if the owner of that account changed the password, those three different users who are able to share the account will get the new username password as well. So this really facilitates sharing of accounts in those use scenarios. But what is important to note is that what this provides is group accountability, not individual accountability, because we do not know which of those three users might be using the account. By many new scenarios, that is sufficient. That's all that they want. More importantly as well, we do have a solutions offering called Privilege Identity Management that works with Team that could provide individual accountability. And in that case, if you have a shared ID that needs to be shared by a group of users, Team can ensure that only one user could check out that ID at any time. Okay, so there's two different flavors. One comes out of the box for group sharing and only provides group accountability, and that is available to the new Team adapter in about 2 weeks. And then another one provides individual accountability, which we call our Privilege Identity Management solution, and that requires ISST services. So both are available to our end users, depending on what they need. And next, Access Studio enhancements. You'll find that the new Access Studio has better help, has better logging. It's easier to use because you can now drag and drop and undo your changes in your Access Studio Advanced when you're doing visual profiling. And you'll see, too, that we are increasing the number of Access profiles that we support out of the box. And last but not least, if you look at our Engina, there's a link that says feedback, and there has been confusion in the past because feedback was sent an email to product management as product feedback, and many of our customers find that confusing because their end users ended up using it to contact their help desk, or they think they're contacting their help desk. So what the feedback link does in 8.1 is it allows our customers, they could configure it to their own help desk. So their end users could use that link to communicate with their own help desk if they choose to. So in the last three slides, we covered some of the top-level key enhancements that is available in 8.1. And in the next couple of slides, I will go into a little bit more depth on some of these key enhancements so that we can have a better understanding of what is actually available here. On slide 12, I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about smart cards. Now, with 8.1, we are able to use smart cards and certificates on the smart card for certificate authentication. And we are we are standards driven. We build our smart card authentication based on Microsoft CAPI or PKCS support. So a middleware that in fact supports MS CAPI or PKCS should work. But I'll provide more clarifications in the next slide on the middleware that are actually supported in this release. You can use Engineer as the logon to do the smart card authentication, and Engineer will then bring you into the Windows desktop. Or you can configure Microsoft Engineer to do the authentication and have Access Agent start up later. I think the key impact of this is obviously, you know, new markets are now available to us. Users who are security conscious can in fact use certificate authentication if they choose to. Now there's a couple of limitations, obviously, and assumptions, right? The smart card authentication is obviously meant for the Access Agent on the client desktop. Our web components, the Access System web workplace, do not yet support smart card authentication. It's also important to note that TAMESSO does not manage the certificates, the cards, nor the PKI. We assume that if you are going to be using smart card certificate authentication with version 8.1, that you will have some kind of CA in place, that you have some kind of card management system in place to issue those cards to manage those certificates. And all we are doing is we are leveraging the certificate that has been issued on your card. And the third key assumption and limitation that you need to be aware of is that the smart card PIN and the ESSO password or the AD password is different. So users will have to use their PIN to log in to their smart card. And most of the time, that's all they need because you automatically log in to the rest of Windows and Access Agent automatically. But if they go to web workplace or they go to Access the system, they will be asked for a password, and that is different from their PIN. Okay. And last but not least, in 8.0, for users who are using our USB tokens, we use to cash the wallet on the smart card itself. Starting 8.1, we would be cashing it on the hard disk, and this is for consistency reasons because not all smart cards, in fact, have storage. So, moving on to slide number 13, let's take a look at what are some of the middleware that has been certified to work with version 8.1. First and foremost, Gemalto Access Client version 5, and you'll see later that Gemalto have themselves certified against their other products as well. SafeSign Client version 3, and as you are aware, SafeSign is used by many smart card vendors out there as the OEM middleware of choice. G&D, for example, use SafeSign, and we believe HID Crescendo use SafeSign as well. And then we also support Charismatics, the Smart Security Interface version 4.7. So if you have users who are using one of these middlewares, they are supported out of the box. Now, for smart cards using other middleware, we would like you to contact Gino, and Gino is on call today. You can send him a note of our feed request that will initiate a review of the middleware of choice and let you know if they are in fact can be certified for support. Right? We expect the middleware to be able to do a couple of things, and they are listed on the slide. I will not go through them. But these are some of the expectations of the middleware. So a middleware that says they are CAPI compliant must still in fact adhere to some of these smart card specifications that we expect. But the good news is we do have a smart card compatibility tool. So you do not really need to try to read through all the fine prints and hope that the vendor is telling you the truth. You can run the smart card compatibility tool, which is available in OPPO. And we will be able to tell you if that particular middleware can be easily is in fact compatible. Okay. Now, for the middleware that have been certified, and we expect that to be a growing list because we'll continue to certify new middleware, they each will advertise through their own vendor product website the cards and the readers that are compatible with that middleware. So you will need to refer to the middleware vendors' product specifications on what readers and what smart cards in fact are supported with that middleware version. But we will certify against that version, that middleware version. Now, as I said, we will continue to certify new middlewares as they come on board, as we run into them, as driven by the pipeline. But we are also encouraging our partners to be certified and certify their additional new middleware, new products with us. On slide 14 is one such partnership, Gemalto. If you are, I think most of us know them. They are the market leader in smart cards and strong authentication. They are ready for Tivoli certified, and they have tested against their classic clients against different sets of cards. They have also tested their PIP cards, for example, against Active Identity, and so they would be a very good choice for our customers who may have an option on which smart card vendor that they are considering. Now, for more information on what they actually supported, there are a couple of URLs on slide 14 that you can refer to that will give you more information. Or you can also go to Opal and search for Gemalto. More information will be available there. And if you do have a joint opportunity with Gemalto or for a customer who might consider Gemalto, please contact us, and let us know, and we'll try to facilitate that process and bring in the right people to help you out. On slide 15, so what strong authentication factors do we recommend when we go talk to a customer? I think first and foremost, it's really important to understand if they have a compliance mandate or they have a policy already defined, maybe higher level up, that requires them to use a specific authentication type. For many, customers, right, they are already required by law to use their national ID card. For example, U.S. Federal require you to use a PIP card. And for those situations, you obviously work with them to use the card that has been mandated, be that smart card or any other card. Otherwise, if they do not have a mandate, they are just they're open to suggestions and considerations. We should look at what is the best protocols of ownership for them and help them understand the trade-offs between the different strong authentication options. On the high end, you will have smart cards, and that's very secure, but they need to understand that they need to have other pieces of software that they have to manage, like PKI, like card management systems, and that login is might be slower because of all the security crypto operations that go on during the login. So on the other end of the spectrum, it's just username and a strong password, and anything in between could be your proximity badge, which we know many of our customers love and like. Now, if they do not have a strong preference either way, but know that they want to a strong authentication factor in order to enhance security, then a very good option is to recommend using the existing Building Access Badge. We found that many of our customers are very happy with that, and that it is, in fact, a very usable, very robust option. Right. So once again, please start by understanding what their security mandates might be and what you take for them to be compliant. Please also help them understand the security cost trade-offs and share with them what are some of our customers using. In this case, many of them are using Building Access Badges. So the nice thing about TAMESSO 8.1 is that you have all these options, you have all these trade-offs that will maximize your chance of being able to meet their specific requirements. On slide number 16, on Firefox support, as you are aware, we used to support IE5 and above, and now we support Firefox 3.0 and above. Now, the access profiles that work for one should generally work for the other. Okay, we have not yet come across many situations where that is not the case. And so you should interoperate, but do bear in mind that if you are an administrator and you log in with IE in Internet Explorer, that will automatically log in for you. But if If you're using Firefox, you might be prompted for a login. Now, on slide 17, we have ported from Tomcat to WebSphere. Bear in mind that Tomcat is no longer an option. So all customers who deploy 8.1 will automatically be using WebSphere. And if they have an existing WebSphere already set up, we support WebSphere application server 7.0, 6.1, and also the WASP and ND. Now, customers who are upgrading, the installer should automatically upgrade them from Tomcat to the WebSphere application server. On slide 18, we talk a little bit more about the Access Studio enhancements. As I said, what is neat here is that visual profiling has gotten simpler. You can drag and drop, undo, state diagrams easily. And we have also started to publish the profiles in two different areas. A set of profiles are, in fact, developed and supported out of the box and comes with the installation CD. And you'll see the URL listed on slide 18, and this is published on our support site. So there's a list here that's supported. And then there's a list that comes from our fieldwork. Our consultants are encouraged to send the profiles they've developed to OPPO, and we'll share them. And these are technically not supported, but we do have a forum that you can post your questions if you have any questions about the use of any of those profiles. They are provided there to help you get started. If you do have an application that is similar to what is listed in OPPO. On slide 19, we list additional Access Studio enhancements. Like I said, there's enhanced help, there is enhanced logging, there's enhanced tools for dragging, undoing, saving states. So all these will make your visual profiling work. And on slide 20, you'll see a growing list of applications that are supported out of the box that is published on that support site that I listed. And that list will grow with time. Right? This is the current list. The integration factory in the Gold Coast is continuing to churn out more and more of these supported profiles. On slide 21, we take a look once again at the Windows support. As I said, both 32-bit and 64-bit OSs, but for 64-bit OS, it's important to realize it's really targeted at terminal servers. End users who want to use the 64-bit OS will find that there's no engineer support, no end network provider, so they end up logging in twice, and it's really not targeted at them. End user 64-bit OS usage will be addressed in the upcoming version where we have better support for the end network provider and it's also important to note that even on a 64-bit OS, we will support only 32-bit applications. So if you have a 64-bit application, we are not able to single sign on to it at this time. But fortunately for us, there are not many 64-bit applications out there, which is why support has been withheld. On slide number 22, we talked about the enhanced team adapter. As I said, there are some really cool capabilities that is available in this new Team Adapter release, which is available in about 2 weeks. First of all, it will support Team 4.6, 5.0, and 5.1. Second, it will allow a group of users to share an account and through Team, and the owner of that account can reset that password, can update that password, can change that password, and all the users who subscribe to that account, who share that account, will be updated. So this is really good for situations where you have a group of help desk folks sharing an email account, or you have a team of retailers in a retail store or in a dealership who needs to share an account. But it's important to note once again that this is for group accountability only, not individual accountability. Slide 23, we do have a solution that works with Team that will address individual accountability. But it will require additional services. It will require Team to be customized. And what it does is that Team can be customized to manage share ID pools. And these share ID pools can be checked in or checked out by TAMESSO automatically. So when a user logs into TAMESSO, tries to run an application that requires one of those shared IDs, TAMESSO will automatically check out that particular shared ID. And when he logs out of that application, TAMESSO will check in. So that ensures that while the user is using that particular shared ID, nobody else is using it, therefore providing individual accountability. Now, that in a nutshell is what is new in 8.1, and as you can see, there is a lot of very new, very nice benefits that comes with 8.1, and I think you'll find that we allow you to address new markets, new opportunities that we were not able to do previously. Now, our competitive position has also improved. Moving on to slide 25, if you look at, the key differentiation against the competitive players out there. Now, we continue to have better integration with strong authentication. Many times, what you have already. So we are really focused on allowing you to leverage what you have. And the open authentication devices interface is yet a step in that direction, because we understand that a lot of times enterprises already have certain cards issued, but those cards may or may not be supported out of the box by us. So the adherence to the PKCS, the adherence to the use of BioKey middleware, the use of our RFID SPI, Zero ID SPI will allow customers to leverage the cards that they have and integrate it directly with us. Next is comprehensive coverage of access points. As I said, we not only can single sign-on for you from your Windows desktop, from your kiosk machine, from your Terminal server, your Citrix server, but also through the web. We have the web workplace where you can single sign-on with one password and get on to other applications or through our unified single sign-on solution. We continue to have very good profiling tools. Many of our competition will have the wizard, or they will have scripting. We have the wizard, that will handle the 80% of the use case, and then we have visual profiling through Access Studio Advanced that we are continuing to make enhancements to make it easier for you to not only log in to complex applications, but also to automate your entire access workflow. Our session management continue to be top-notch. Our competition have said, hey, look, we do private desktop as well, or some version of it, but we've had referenceable deployments of private desktop for a while now, and we have now upped the ante by providing full GPO support as well. Next, integration with the REST IBM Tivoli IAM suite. Now, I think it's really important for our customers to understand that when they think about single sign-on, they should really be thinking about the entire identity access management framework. They may not have the budget to do it all at once, and we do not encourage them to do it all at once. They should be thinking about it in phases, but they need to understand that eventually they will have to address all those pieces. And it is good to start with a vendor that has a complete solution that can grow with them and bring them to where they need to go. So IBM is one of the very few vendors that have offerings in all the key components in identity access management. And last but not least, very important, our analysts like Gartner's have issued new reports. In the latest ESSO market scope, they have rated TAMESSO as strong positive. And if you look at slide number 26, you will see that there are only two other vendors in that rating, Novell and PathLogix. And all the others that we sometimes run into, including Improvada, including Centillion, they are all ranked only as positive. So it is important for our customers to understand that we are considered to be a stronger solution in the marketplace. And on slide 27, in the latest Forrester Wave, they access all the different suite vendors and the different components provided by the suite vendors. It is important to note that TAMESSO got 5.0 out of possible 5 scale. And our other competitive offerings, such as offerings from CA, from Oracle, got like a 3.5 or 3.6 for their ESSO component. So once again, we are rated very highly by the analysts out there. And the our customers should feel very comfortable that this is a very offering, a very strong offering that they can build their identity access management strategy on. Now, the next couple of slides are resource slides. I encourage you to look at them. There's a very good sales kit put together by Mike Campbell and team that provides you with all the latest collaterals and anything that you will possibly need for your sales process. There's also an ESSO forum that you can post questions and we'll do our best to answer them. And various other good information like OPPO as well. On slide 29, you will see the contact information for the ESMEs that you could leverage. And on slide 30, some more additional mailing lists and information that you can subscribe to. And with that, I'd like to leave the last 10-15 minutes for questions. And Kelly, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question from the phone, please press star 1. Okay, and sir, I'm showing no questions from the phone.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to thank everybody for taking time to attend the call.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference. Parties may disconnect at this time.